Hey, it's Friday morning, just after 8. It's time for our local business spotlight, which is sponsored by our good friend Michael Thompson at the Van Winkle Law Firm. Van Winkle, we make law work for you. This morning, our guests, we got Mike and Terry from Gentry Service Group. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Nice to have you both here. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. And we appreciate you sponsoring Paul's morning weather forecast.
Absolutely.
With us. I have to tell you, I love saying every morning, Gentry Service Group making Henderson County comfortable no matter what the forecast.
You said it.
You guys are awesome. You guys are awesome. So talk to us a little bit about Gentry Service Group. Terry, tell us the scope of what it is Gentry Service Group provides.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, Gentry Service Group has been around since 1963 in the Western North Carolina, and we, for the longest period of time, have been just an absolute residential monster, helping take care of everybody's heating and cooling in their homes. Over the last 10 years or so, the commercial side has also started to grow and to blossom into a powerhouse. And so where we stand today, we've got a company of about 120 people who...
Wow.
We have invested a lot of time, talent, and energy into our team. And that team is spread across Western North Carolina to be able to get to people quickly and to be able to resolve people's issues on the fly. And we are speeding towards the time where everyone now starts to turn on their AC
and
hope that at the end of the day they walk into a home that is cooling, crisp, and fresh, and that when they go to work, they're not working in a hot, humid, sweaty environment.
So, air conditioning and heating never goes out when it's a convenient time.
Never. It's no. always the hottest it's day always, and the coldest day.
Or the coldest day, exactly. So, Terry or Mike, either of you take this. What do you attribute this tremendous growth that you've had recently to?
I think one of the big things for us is trust. The trust that we've been able to build with homeowners, the trust that we've been able to build with business owners, and really truly our commitment to be something very different. One of the things we hear in the field a lot, not just the heating and the cooling, but just how do you do business and how do you communicate with customers and how do you do what you said you're going to do? And I think that's one of the commitments that we've absolutely made. And so we feel the difference of that. Our customers tell us that. That's one of the biggest pieces of feedback that we get.
Yeah.
And so that's one of our biggest drivers. And so it's not necessarily to be the biggest, but we definitely want to be one of the best and the most trusted vendors and partners out there.
Well, there's no doubt that, yes, it's the heating and cooling business, but more importantly, it's a people business.
That's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's not only, you know, the people that we serve and take care of, it's also the people that we employ, you know. And even beyond that, the community that we're in, the outreach that we're able to do, you know, it takes all of us in this world. And we're to the point in time where we all want to be warm in the winter and cool in the summer. And it is our job and our purpose to help our community, to help the people around us to experience. We're creatures of that comfort now. You know?
And believe it or not, there was a time in this town when most people didn't have air conditioning.
Right.
You didn't necessarily need it. Gone are those days. Gone are those days. So let's get to the technical mumbo jumbo here. First of all, I want to remind folks you're listening to the Local Business Spotlight brought to you by Michael Thompson from the Van Winkle Law Firm. We're talking with Mike and Terry from Gentry Service Group. So let's talk the services. Whether it be installation, repair, maintenance, is it all of that?
Correct.
It is all of that, We are completely full service. So everything from design, construction, to replacements, to service, to repairs, and then, more importantly, just kind of keeping everything running smoothly once you have it up there through our preventive maintenance agreements.
Preventive maintenance agreements.
And the preventative maintenance piece is kind of more our model. It's where we focus a lot of our energy on the client, because with that preventative maintenance model, we're trying to be proactive.
Right?
We don't want your unit to go down. We don't want you to come in one day and it not be working.
Yeah, that's not how you want to make your money.
So you keep all the records, and the homeowner doesn't have to be thinking about, oh, it's time for some, is it time to do this? You all have that, and you just keep a calendar of your clients.
Correct. We have clients both residentially and commercially who we've got maintenance agreements with, and so what our team does, they schedule those throughout the year, and when that regularly scheduled routine time comes up, our team's reaching out to the clients saying, hey, it's time for your routine maintenance. We're making sure that those coils are clean, filters
yeah.
are changed,
yeah.
all the electrical components are working, mm-hmm. and the unit's doing what it's supposed to be doing. And if it's not, maybe we can proactively catch something before there is a downtime.
Mm-hmm.
Right, or before it gets worse.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And
correct.
More expensive.
Correct.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you mentioned Western North Carolina a minute ago, Terry. We focus a lot more on Henderson County with the radio station, but we have listeners much, much wider than Henderson County. What is your service area?
So our service area right now, we go essentially from Murphy to Hickory.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
So east and west, we can go Murphy to Hickory. Or north to south, we generally say Johnson City to Greenville. So we encompass a large area.
Wow.
That's huge.
Yeah. And it's I understand that Spartanburg Auditorium is one of the advertisers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
great.
I was just there a couple of days ago. And so, yeah, even stretching down into Spartanburg and, as Terry said, into Greenville. So the upstate area is definitely a focus for us. It's in Lens.
Wow. So from the biggest of businesses to the smallest of homes.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Wow. So how do people find out more about Gentry Service Group?
So we have a website, gentryservice.com, and then I'll tell you the best, easiest way, because everybody sees our vans and our trucks.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
We've got a fleet that is out there and is very visible. Each of those fleets has our email address as well as a QR code to be able to reach us.
Uh-huh.
But our team is sitting, waiting, ready to help take care of each and every person's needs as they come.
Sure.
And then we've got an army of technicians ready to rock
sure.
and roll and get you cooling again.
All right, so one last business question.
Yes, sir.
Why is it someone needs to pick up the phone and call Gentry Service Group rather than any other?
Well, yeah, I'll answer that. So,
yeah, not the easiest question.
Yeah.
But yeah, you understand why I'm asking?
Absolutely. And I always tell people the answer is this. When you have a breakdown of your mechanical equipment, your heating and cooling is not working, right?
Yeah.
When you pick up the phone, you want to pick up the phone and talk to a live person.
Yes.
You want
yes.
that live person to care about the call that's coming in.
Yep.
You want that live person to put in motion the process of getting this client who just called in taken care of. And then our team takes the same amount of care to get out there as quickly as possible. And what you also expect is that when our guys show up, that there's a certain level of professionalism that comes with it.
Uh-huh.
We spend a lot of time and resources building and training our team to not just be the guy that shows up and cans are rolling out the van and he's stomping out the cigarette. You expect quality and service because you've got a very important piece of equipment that you need to be fixed.
Yeah.
And we want to excel in that quality and service in every way possible, not just the technical side, but the way that we present ourselves, the way that the communication is back and forth. We want to make it as seamless and easy and as customer friendly as possible.
Yeah. That's a great answer to the question, by the way.
Very great answer.
A great answer.
So we recently had an issue at the radio station, and we thought something was wrong with our well pump. And we called. Well, all of a sudden, someone comes out to pump our septic, which is what you're illustrating here. From the minute the phone is answered by a real person, they're going to actually put you in touch with the right person.
Correct.
At Gentry to get you moving forward as fast as possible.
That's yeah. Right. Yeah, interesting you mentioned that, because at home we had another issue.
Yes, we did.
With our gas company. It was the same thing. It took us like days to finally get to the right...
To get through the call center.
Yeah, so that answer is very much appreciated.
I do.
I also love the fact that you're called Gentry Service Group. You're not Gentry Heating and Cooling, because it's far more than heating and cooling.
Correct.
It truly is about the service.
Absolutely.
All right, one last question. Mike, got to do a shameless plug for your podcast. How can people listen to your podcast?
Oh, my gosh, I didn't expect this.
I know. Hey, it's a little on you, a little extra something.
Yeah, well, wherever you listen to your podcast, you can go to Apple, Spotify, iHeart, all of them, and look for Exploration Local.
Exploration Local.
Yeah, please don't go to explorationlocal.com. The website is terrible, so please don't do that. But please just listen online. Listen wherever you listen to your podcast.
Exploration Local.
That's right.
Love it. And when it's time, folks, reach out to Gentry Service Group. You can find them online. Look for the minivans that you'll see around. There'll be a QR code there and phone number. So
Absolutely. Easy
to find. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you guys.
Thanks for joining us here at the co-op. And thanks for being a sponsor of Paul Speranza's Weather. We appreciate you.
It's absolutely. I hope everybody has a great weekend.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Have a
and
great
a
Memorial
safe
weekend.
Weekend.
Absolutely.
And a safe weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're
guys.
Right. Thank you guys so much. Once again, that's Gentry Service Group. Check them out. Look them up online. You know, when it's time to start thinking about heating and cooling and that type of thing, give Gentry Service Group an opportunity to earn your business. Local Business Spotlight, it is brought to you by our very good friend Michael Thompson from the Van Winkle Law Firm. Van Winkle, we make law work for you.